Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are in the midst of Black History Month and a lot of stuff going on. Wanted to get a little bit of information out to you so you can enjoy the festivities and help us celebrate our great culture. And we have a couple of people on today. First, from the city of Orlando, the Black History Month Committee Chair for the city, Tanika Nesman is here to tell us what's going on with the city. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you this day?
I am well, and very happy and pleased that you could be on with us today and share what's going on. So tell me, how long have the activities, when do you all start planning these activities for the next year coming up?
Oh, of course. Yeah. So we actually started right after last year's Black History Month. So literally within a month in March, we started planning this year. So it has definitely been a labor of love.
So how long has the city been doing this?
The city has been doing it for actually years. It really predates me, but it's my understanding they've been doing it for at least about 15 years.
Okay. All right. Cool. So Orlando's hustling and bustling anyway, but like I said, we do want to make sure that we get the word out there about the activities that are celebrating this month. So tell me what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. So we will be hosting our Black History Month reception on February 12th. It will start at 5:30 to 7:30 right here at downtown in City Hall. This year, we're really excited. We went with the national theme of African Americans in the vote. We were able to solidify a dynamic guest speaker. His name is Desmond Meade. I don't know if you've heard the name before, but he's actually the executive director of Florida Rights Restoration and Coalition. Oh, so you have heard of him. Great.
Right, he's kind of leading the charge in terms of getting the voting rights restored here in Florida, right?
Exactly. So we are thrilled to have him. We really, the focus this year for the event was really not only engaging the youth of the next generation, but also to actually give them this educational piece of how we've gotten to this point and where allowing them to figure out their vision of where they want to see this nation go in the future. I think it's amazing that we get to really encourage them, not only through the guest speaker, Desmond Meade, but also we had an art contest where we had K through 12th graders submit images or poster boards that would encourage their community to get out and vote. And so we had over 190 submissions from our community center participants, and it was really difficult. We have 9 winners, so for each grade level, elementary school, middle school, and high school, we have a first, second, and third place, and they will be introduced at our reception event. But we are just so excited to have them, and we also, to again tie in the art portion of this event, we have Peterson Greer, who I don't know if you've heard of him, but he is a local artist to Orlando, very dynamic artist who is focused on women primarily, but also the empowerment of African Americans. And so he's provided an exhibit specifically to our Terrace Gallery that will be doing the grand opening following our reception event. So just a lot of things into that one night, but very specifically, we're trying to get the vote out. So we also have the League of Women Voters. We also have Desmond Mead has a bus with his organization that actually comes out and helps to register individuals. And it is nonpartisan, so you don't have to worry about one way or the other. They just want to make sure that individuals are educated on how to register and what the process is going forward for them.
That sounds really exciting, and you know, just not, you know, we are in the process of making history, and in terms of getting these rights restored in Florida, and so that is just so timely and everything else. So good to know that. So what time? How can people are tickets still available, or are tickets required for this reception?
No, so that's the beautiful thing. It is free. No ticket is required. There will be a charge to park. We do encourage individuals to park in our parking garage right behind City Hall off of Boone Avenue. It is, again, $6. But as far as the reception, that is free. There will be light refreshments. So feel free to come on, enjoy the event with us. It starts at 5:30 to 7:30. First floor of City Hall, which we call our rotunda, and we are just excited. And feel free to bring the family. It will be a family event. So I know I'm a mother, so I understand trying to plan for whether or not you can actually bring kids, but it is
right.
Definitely a family event, and we encourage the youth to come out. That way, not only can they see what their peers have done through the art contest, but also for exposure to the voting process early on in their ages.
Yeah, because that, you know, with the contest and everything, it really encourages, you know, maybe some hidden potentials, someone to think, I hadn't thought about trying this before. Maybe I'll try this and get some, much-needed recognition. So that's pretty good. So what other activities are going on with the city right now other than just the Black History Month activities? Because it seems like you all are always constantly busy there.
Right, definitely, yeah. So there are additional activities through the MLK Commission as well as our neighborhood community affairs. I would encourage individuals to our website to find out what other events are occurring. And if you want, I can send you that information so you can post it to your social media accounts as well as your website. But yes, I do encourage individuals to go to our website, go to Black History Month webpage, as well as the Community Affairs and the MLK Commission webpages, and figure out where you can actually plug in. There are some great volunteer opportunities, great opportunities just to be exposed to what individuals are doing in our community and throughout. So I encourage them to definitely go out and look.
Okay. And what is that website?
That would be orlando.gov.
Orlando.gov. Okay. All right. And you were talking about social media. You all have a Facebook page and other connections?
Yes, definitely. So actually the event has been posted to Facebook. It's under the City Beautiful webpage, our Facebook account, as well as Instagram is City Beautiful, Twitter is City Beautiful. And actually, I'm glad you introed into our social media accounts. There are actually going to be some highlight videos that you'll want to look out for throughout the month of February on those accounts as well.
And I'm so happy you said the City Beautiful, because I try to tell people that, and they're like, what? I'm like, that's Orlando, the City Beautiful. That's as long as I remember, ever since I grew up, that's what it was called, the City Beautiful. So I'm just glad to hear it mentioned again, you know, so that people know, you know, that Orlando has a lot to offer, you know, beautiful, not just visually, but just all of the things that go on here, too. So thank you for taking the time. I know you didn't have a lot of time today, but I really appreciate you taking the time. Is there anything else that you want anybody to know before you go?
Yeah, definitely. I just want to encourage individuals to come out, support the reception. And again, Desmond Mead will be there. We have a local artist that's exhibiting there, but mainly just to support the children and the youth that has really participated in this art contest. I was so impressed with what they had to offer, and I would love to see our community come out and really show support for them. But I do thank you for allowing me to be on the show today, and I just look forward to seeing everyone out there February 12th, 5:30 to 7:30, first floor City Hall Rotunda.
All right, will do. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Ms. Nesman. Have a blessed day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you. So we're going to post those things on the G's Power Hour Facebook page so you can get to them. There's a lot of stuff going on. We are going to have later on in the show also somebody from the Hannibal Museum in Winter Park, Hannibal Square Museum, to talk about some activities that are going on there. But
over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Today. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. And we want to thank Tanika Nesman from the City of Orlando Black History Month Committee. She's the chair there, and I'm looking forward to the reception on the 12th. Make sure that you go over and sign up and just keep. Also, by the way, if you know, because it's hard to get around and know everything that's going on, if you know of any other Black History Month activities that are happening in the city of Orlando or Orange County, you know, call in and let us know. The number is 516-387-1944. That's 516-387-1944. So, again, thank you for being with us. Like I said, later in the hour, we're going to have someone from Hannibal Museum in Winter Park to join us and give us some insight in terms of what's going on there. We also are planning, we're working on getting the Wellsville Museum on in Orlando on South Street to come and talk about some things that are going on there as well. So anyway, like I said, there are a variety of things that are going on. And my computer just went down. Okay, well, you know, that's the way life just goes. And I lost that page. But also, by the way, want to let you know, there is a site that, that talks about Black history in Florida. It's called FloridaBlackHistory.com, and I am going to share that with you on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. It's 2020 Florida Black History Month. It says, celebrating untold stories and contributions of African Americans in Florida. So there's a 2020 Black History Month theme and student contest. And actually that's Governor's Wife First Lady, Casey DeSantis, announced that. So we will be posting that on. There's a student art contest, a student essay contest, and then there's an Excellence in Education Award that is going to be there. I don't know if the deadline, what the deadlines are, but if the contest is still open, if anybody wants to participate. But I just saw the deadline was, I think, January 21st, which we did caught that earlier. We'll work on that for next year. But in the meantime, if you want to take advantage of those activities, when they come up and find out who the winners are, you can go to that. And like I said, I am posting it on G's Power Hour webpage. It's FloridaBlackHistory.com. That's FloridaBlackHistory.com. We're going to take a quick break again. The number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. It's one of those days where technology just is not my friend, but you know, every now and then you have those times. So this is G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event. I'm Gretchen Depp Simmons with Farrell Realty, but you know me as G from G's Power Hour. Much of the time when I'm not engaging with you on my show, I'm dealing in real estate in beautiful Central Florida. But because I'm here, that doesn't mean I can't help you wherever you are. So if you're looking to buy, invest, relocate, rent, or sell, please give me a call at 407-968-9387. That's 407-968-9387, and let me help you with your real estate needs.
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Just wanted to thank Ms. Nesman, Tanika Nesman from the City of Orlando Black History Month. She is the community chair this year for giving us some insight in terms of what they're doing this year. There's a lot of other activities going on, so, and if you want to share any with us, the number is 516-387-1944. Came across a few others that I wanted to kind of share with you. There is a panel discussion this Friday, this is on Afro-Latinidad. It's at the University of Central Florida at the Barbara Ying Center, room 101, and it's free. And it's 11:30 a.m., so if you have some time during the day, maybe you take some time during your lunch or whatever, you can go to that panel. That's University of Central Florida, a panel on Afro-Latinidad. And that's the Barbara Ying Center. And they've got a variety of people, a lady that's named Glorianne Sacha Antonetti LeBron. She is the founder of and editor of Revisita Ethnica. My tongue is getting twisted today. Wanda Raimundo Ortiz, who's the assistant professor of studio art at UCF, and Fernando Rivera, PhD, who's the UCF professor of sociology and the director of Puerto Rican Research Hub. So that's one of the events that's going on here locally, and that's, like I said, that's Friday. Also coming up, there is an annual Unity Day, and that's actually not here in Orlando. That's in Winter Haven in Polk County. The Community Heritage Day at 10 a.m. on the 15th, and that's Lake Maud Nature Park in Winter Haven, this Heritage Day Festival 2020 that's going on. Also coming up, the Caribbean American Passport's 5th Annual Black History Month Arts Festival. And that is on the 29th. That's at the end of the month. Yep, we have an extra day this year, Saturday, February 29th, 1 p.m., and that's free. That's at the Bronze Kingdom, and I think that's in the Orlando Fashion Square on East Colonial. And that's Saturday, February 29th at 1 p.m. We'll have that there. There is a Heritage and Fashion Show and Cultural Expo that's also going on that same day at the mall at 5 p.m. So just take some time out and schedule that day to spend some time out on East Colonial and enjoy some of that. There is also in Eatonville this Saturday at noon a Kakua African dance workout by Step One is in Eatonville. And so that's at noon on this Saturday. And then also coming up this Sunday in the evening, there's a Black History Month Professionals Night Out social event. So you might want to take advantage of that. That's at 6 p.m. at Mercedes-Benz of South Orlando. It's sponsored by the African-American Chamber of Commerce and the National Black MBA Association. So the African-American Chamber of Commerce of Central Florida and the National Black MBA Association Incorporated. So that's being sponsored for this coming Sunday at 6 p.m. So the number, like I said, there's a lot of stuff going on out there. I don't know it all, can't find it all, but wanted to at least get it out so everybody can help celebrate the culture this year and this month. And so the number is 516-387-1944. That's 516-387-1944. Also coming up on the 28th of this month at 11:30, it's a Friday, so you can start planning your lunches. There's Onyx Magazine's Women on the Move 2020 5th Annual Awards Luncheon. That is Friday, February 28th, 11:30 a.m. That is at the Alphon Inn at Rollins College in Winter Park. You might want to, like I said, start scheduling that into, for later this month. Gail Andrews is the keynote speaker, Zernona Clayton, Woman of the Year, is going to be there as well. So this is the time you might want to take to celebrate women during Black History Month as well. Speaking of women, got Women's History Month coming up next month, so we'll do a little bit more of that. I also am working on trying to get someone on from Orlando, the library, Orange County Library. They usually have a variety of events going on, and I will post those on the G's Power Hour Facebook page as well. Wanted to let you know this Friday on G's Power Hour, we have Paul Z. Shelton Jr. coming on from Warwick Shore. He's our economic guru. We're going to talk a little bit about things that have gone on the tariffs and other types of things that have been imposed on China and some other places, and also the coronavirus that is just seems to be growing by leaps and bounds right now. It's a little scary, but that is having a big impact on the economy in ways that we don't understand. So he's going to break it down for us on Friday. And then on Monday, it's our Hair Care Hotline with Candace Thomas. So make sure you join us then. The number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. I'm going to take a quick break right now. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had a Sip in Entertainment, and we will be right back. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us. By the way, I want to thank those of you that reached out and wished me happy birthday through Facebook and LinkedIn and email and all those other ways. I really appreciate it. Got a lot of just uplifting responses, and that was really good to have. So thank you so much. And, you know, just going to try to keep pressing on and keep celebrating and keep living and keep doing hopefully what God has planned for me and, you know, serving him the best way that I can. So I wanted to thank you for that. Going to take a little bit of information today from the LinkedIn Daily Rundown. LinkedIn is pulling out of, Macy's is pulling out of several malls, just the continuation of what we seem to call the retail apocalypse. We've had several stores that have closed, and like I mentioned to Paul, just in one day, two of the stores I have frequented and you know, bounced between, Yankee Candle was one of them. Another one was, Yankee Candle I went to one day. They were close. Oh, Le Madeleine, which is a French restaurant, went to, and they were closed. You might want to check with your malls. We've had Lucky's Market that closed recently here. For those of you that didn't have a Lucky's, it's similar to like a Whole Foods or a Fresh Market if you have either of those in your area. But anyway, like I said, Macy's is closing 125 stores, and then they're cutting about 2,000 corporate jobs or 10% of its staff. They're also, according to this blurb, they're moving their headquarters from New York to Cincinnati, which that's kind of, I guess, a shock in itself, because being that Macy's has been just a long-time staple in New York, moving to Cincinnati, that's kind of a big deal. So just wanted to let you know, you might want to check your local Macy's. A lot of times they have very good sales there. So the Iowa caucus results still kind of trickling in, not getting, you know, a lot of clarification. But it seems from what we're learning is Mayor Pete Buttigieg is the one that has taken, a slight lead in terms of the results from the caucus, followed by Bernie Sanders, and then Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. So that's kind of where things are standing. It's funny because I heard somebody on the day after the caucus talking about how Mayor Pete was saying that, you know, he came out victorious and everything. Maybe he had information that other people did not know, but they were kind of criticizing him for coming out and saying he didn't know what he was talking about. So maybe he, like I said, maybe he knew something that everybody didn't. But hopefully, as the year progresses, we really don't want to get to Election Day and have a major catastrophe as we've had in years past. I mean, hopefully by the time we get to the general election, a lot of this stuff will have been cleared up. So that's one of the things that everybody's keeping an eye on. Like I said, just going to try to wait here. We are hoping to have Barbara Chandler. She is from the Hannibal Square Museum in Winter Park, and she's going to give us an update on some of the Black History Month activities that are going on there. So the number, if you have anything that is going on with Black History Month, is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. We are going to take a break. I'm going to try to catch up with Ms. Chandler, and then hopefully we'll have her on in a couple of minutes. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back. Mm-hmm.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now a song for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
New Swiffer Sweeper is redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer, clean better or your money back, guaranteed.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Earlier we had from the city of Orlando, Ms. Tanika Nesman. I want to thank her for joining us. She is the chair for the City of Orlando Black History Month celebration this on the 12th. And we're going to post her information about the event on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. So wanted to just check in with you, Barbara Chandler. Wanted to try to get her on, and I think we had some miscommunication. So I'm going to try to get her on earlier. I'm going to ask my producer to give me one more break really quick, and then I'm going to go and check and see if she's still available. The number is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids, and in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to Geico. It's what you do.
Next.
Next.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Annetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good, 101.1.
It's the sweetest name.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. My multitasking skills are not there today, so I do apologize. But we are working on getting Barbara Chandler on. She is with the Hannibal Square Museum in Winter Park Want to talk about the activities that are going on there. We are celebrating Black History Month here in the city of Orlando and in Orange County. And like I said, I mentioned several activities that are going on, and we'd love to hear from you if you know of any others that are going on as well. Dealing with some plumbing issues right now, as well as a few other things. So that's gotten me distracted. You know, it's when your house kind of goes awry, you just kind of are unsettled. But we're getting that taken care of, hopefully, today. Like I said, upcoming as well as Women's History Month in March. So we want to also recognize some of the women that have, you know, made strides here. And we've got a lot of that going on right now. By the way, speaking of that, if you don't know, and I think we might have mentioned it when Paul was on here, the job market has changed a lot over the course of years, and it seems like now, I think it's for the first time in history that women have taken over in terms of the numbers, in terms of the job market here. So that's, you know, part of what we're doing in terms of making history with our economy and with our society and everything like that. So the thing is that even when we're making history as women, and even if when we're making history as African Americans or whatever, in order to make sure that we are maintaining the integrity of our society and our economy, we have to work together. So while we're celebrating, let's not forget the other people that, you know, we encounter on a regular basis, and just make sure that we keep everyone in mind when we're, even when we're focusing on those celebration of culture, celebration of gender, celebration of all types of heritage, that we still have to work together. And speaking of that, I guess I'm just want to just ask people to just be kinder to each other, be nicer to each other. A lot of stuff is going on, especially here in Central Florida. We have a lot of things going on with our infrastructure right now. We had Mayor Demings to come on and talk about on Monday to talk about things that are going on with that. You know, roadways are constantly being changed. People, you know, you're getting lost or getting acclimated. It's all new, and unfortunately, it's going to, the timeline has extended for even another year, or I think it was 9 months or whatever. Be careful when you're out there driving. There've been a lot of accidents lately, a lot of fatalities lately, and I just want to encourage everybody to take their time. There's a lot of bad behavior going on the roads, and I just want to encourage everybody to just take a minute. You know, it doesn't help you or the other person if one of you doesn't arrive at your destination because of being too much in a hurry or being, too impatient with the other person. And we're in one of those areas that everybody seems to have different driving habits or different driving abilities. So we tend to continue certain bad habits that we've picked up in our years of learning how to drive. And we just don't necessarily aren't courteous as we should be. So I'm asking that everybody please take your time, be a little more courteous, be a little bit more aware of your surroundings as they are constantly changing, and, you know, not just look out for yourself, but look out for the other person as well. It's important because we have people, you know, losing family members because of someone's carelessness or someone's haste or whatever. So I'm asking that because I'm just seeing a lot more of it on a regular basis, and I just really don't like hearing about all of the people that are getting killed or maimed or whatever because someone was in too big of a hurry. And as I've gotten older recently, as I continue to get older, I just see more and more, and I'm at a point now where it's like,
if you really want the rose that bad, you can have it, you know, because life is too short otherwise anyway. So just wanted to ask you all to kind of be kind and be careful with each other. Anyway, I'm going to take a break here. I'm going to try to see if I can reach out to Ms. Chandler and see if we can get her on. The number is 516-387-1944 if you want to comment. Wanted to maybe get some reaction from everybody on the state of the union address last night. What did you think? Were there good points made? Was it too political? Was it, you know, too much about the upcoming year rather than, you know, where we are now? You know, because the State of the Union is basically where we are now, what we've managed to accomplish, you know, as well as where we need to go. And are you benefiting from the things that have gone on with the economy and with relations with other countries and stuff? The number is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the Arklatan. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Chill out jazz. Are you chillin'?
Hi, I'm Gretchen Depp Simmons with Farrell Realty, but you know me as G from G's Power Hour. Much of the time when I'm not engaging with you on my show, I'm dealing in real estate in beautiful Central Florida. But because I'm here, that doesn't mean I can't help you wherever you are. So if you're looking to buy, invest, relocate, rent, or sell, please give me a call at 407-968-9387. That's 407-968-9387, and let me help you with your real estate needs.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison, and I think I found a way to help you understand what is chill out jazz.
Some of y'all may be confused because of the style we choose. We make jazz and R&B. We don't categorize, we just make what sound good, baby. Is it jazz?
It is what it is.
Is it R&B?
Tune
it
in every Wednesday night at 10 on K-Ham Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Barbara Chandler, good morning. Good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning. I am doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. Glad you're on today. Thanks for taking the time out and returning to the show. So tell us about what's going on with you.
Oh, wow. Wow. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that. of course, we always recognize that February is Black History Month, and we feel it is our responsibility to continue responsible programming, informative programming to our African-American community and African-American community as well as others who would like to know more about Black history on a very localized level. Our opening, we just had our opening last Friday. It's called Power, Myth, and Memory in Africana Art. It's a collector's exhibition. It has some Haitian artwork, African-American artwork, and artwork from artists from the South. So we were excited about that. February the 16th, we are having a collaborative event It is recognizing Black History Month in honor of 1619. And 1619 is the year that slavery began in America, in Virginia, that the first slaves came over. So there is a project that started the New York Times, the 1619 Project, and it is an initiative that started last year. However, this year we were able to receive permission in which we can use the 1619 title. And so February the 16th, we are having an outdoor celebration. There will be live entertainment as well as a market, a vendor's market. And at the Heritage Center, you will be able to participate in the Middle Passage Experience, which is a virtual reality by UCF, Africana Studies, and the media department. So we definitely have a lot happening throughout this entire month.
Wow, sounds like your plate is quite full. So
it is.
How long have you been working with the center?
Wow. So in total, I have been with the Hannibal Square Heritage Center at least 10 years now, whether it's in a voluntary capacity or managerial capacity. I have been with them a total of about 10 years.
So now I know you all have other stuff going on other than just this month. What types of activities happen at the center?
Okay. So again, we have the permanent collection, and the permanent collection is where you're able to come in and learn the history of West Winter Park. A lot of people are still discovering that there has always been an African American community here since the inception of Winter Park in the mid-1800s. So through the photographs and the oral stories, that's where you can learn about the community from the directly from the people who have lived in the community and some who still do live in the community. And I think that is very important when we can curate our own stories. There's a lot of talk around white curators curating black art. And I think in this particular instance, this particular stance where you have African Americans telling their story, I think that's very important.
Very true, very true. Because it just gives it, I think, a little bit more credibility and also more authenticity when it's coming from someone who, you know, either has lived through the experience or, you know, has connection through ancestors living through the experience.
That's correct.
That is
correct. And it's not getting, the story is not getting watered down. It's not being misinterpreted, which can lead, it can be misleading. You know, if it's left up to someone else to share our stories, this where we can, certain things can get watered down. So I'm very protective about that, very protective. We have the classes, of course. We fall under the umbrella of Creole School of Art. So some classes are held here at our site. We have our after-school boys and girls class and our senior art class, and both of those are community programming for the residents who are connected to the community center, that they are able to learn and engage in art classes from professional artists. We have our Quilting Guild. The Quilting Guild meets the first Saturday of the month with Lauren Austin. Lauren Austin is a well-known quilter. She now lives here in Central Florida. And these classes, the quilting classes, are open to everyone and anyone. They are completely free of charge. We have the machines. We have the fabric. It's called a do-it-yourself quilt with help. We have about maybe 20, 25 women that are a part of it. Some of them are more advanced than others, but they all work together. And it's just great fellowship. It's great fellowship. So we encourage people to come out and join in our quilting class. We have the Hannibal Square walking tour with our chief historian, Farrellyn Livingston, who was born and raised a couple doors down from the Carrot Center. That happens every third Saturday of the month with registration. There is a fee to that. And this is where she takes you directly into the community, and she takes you on a guided tour of the historical buildings, historical sites, the churches, the daycare, and gives you a real in-depth tour of what was here prior in Hannibal Square, who was here, and what it is currently now. So once you take the tour of the Now Heritage Center, we call it Now and Then, then you're able to come inside the Heritage Center and see what was in those same spaces.
So now you mentioned that you were a volunteer for a number of years before taking over the management.
Uh-huh.
How can people volunteer, and what type of volunteers do you need?
Okay. So volunteerism, one of my favorite words, and basically how you can volunteer, if you reach out directly to us, 407-539-2680, we currently have a volunteer coordinator. Her name is Phyllis Moore. We're always looking for docents. We're always looking for people to learn the history that when guests come in, they are able to give them a tour. Every 3 to 4 months, we need volunteers also for our openings, our reception openings. If it's to greet people, to help set up the food, to make sure that guests are being, their questions are being answered. Again, that's where learning the history is so important. We have a volunteer training directly with Farrellyn Livingston and myself, and I'm just having more people engage. Definitely, it's open to anyone, high schoolers who are looking for experience. It's a great way to get credits or community service hours, as well as to learn the history. I think it's very important that we begin to start recruiting more historians, more docents. This field of museum work is one of these areas which is still new to our community at large, meaning curators. Of all the curators, 85% of curators are white. And once again, if we are not being in these circles in this type of industry where we get to curate our work, we're constantly depending on our white counterparts to do this type of work for us. So a place mm-hmm. such as the Heritage Center is a great way in which you, and I don't care who you are, you know, whether it's the historian aspect that interests you, the community aspect, or the art aspect. We're able to encompass all those three things, and I think that anyone can learn from those as their basis.
Well, we thank you for taking the time out and being with us, and hopefully somebody will step up and take those roles and help keep the history alive. So now, again, just to recap, what's the date for this month for the that you were talking about?
Yep. So it's called Celebrating Black History, the 1619 mm-hmm. Festival, and that 1619. Particular day, is February mm-hmm. the 16th, and it starts at 8:00 in the morning. It's from 8:00 until 4:00. You can also find us on Facebook. The 1619 Festival. You can also go to the Hannibal Square Heritage Center on Facebook. That's a great way to keep up with us because that's in real time. You will see all the different events that will be held. We work with a lot of community partners. We're working with one of our community partners. She is doing a Valentine's it's educational wine education. So that's also another great program as well. The Middle Passage Experience will be here. Again, that's where visitors will be able to actually put on or wear the goggles and see what it was like to go through that middle passage. So, yeah, there's quite a bit. You can visit our website. I believe our website is being worked on as we speak, but just for future reference, it's the Hannibal Square HeritageCenter.org, and it's all spelled out, so it's pretty long.
And, yeah, apparently you need some volunteers because that's a lot that's going on there.
A whole lot that's going on, a whole lot that's going on. So, and we all know that I always feel that we live in a community of where we have a lot of events, a lot of meaningful events, impactful events, and we need more people to be able to continue to facilitate these types of events. So give me a call. It's 407-539-2680, and we'll see how you can get worked into our programming.
All right, we'll do, and we will have that information also linked up on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. So thank you for taking the time today and sharing that with us, because we want everybody to whether it's other events or your events, we want everybody to have an opportunity to celebrate Black history, not only this month, but all the time. So thanks for sharing. Really appreciate it.
Okay, very well. Okay.
Thanks. Have a blessed
day.
Thank
you so much. All righty.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So there you all have it. There's at least a couple of events that you all can take advantage of for Black History Month. We will also be trying to share some other things with you this month as well. Also, we will have some of our regular guests that we have with us kind of sharing a little bit about Black history in their profession. So just make sure you stay with us. But in the meantime, we are going to go. We thank you for taking the time, and thanks for your patience today. This has been G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. Have a very blessed day. And please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.